town board meeting for the town of White Pine on Tuesday, January 8th. The board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number five, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund of $50,989 to $51,041 and $51,043 to $51,046.
I'll move for approval.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And the reason there's a check missing in there, I'm holding it to pay the auditors, if I ever hear from them.
Okay.
And I need it in 2018.
18. Okay. And I'll abstain. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye. We did that. Aye. I'll abstain. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the November 27th, 2018 special town board meeting.
So moved for approval.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 27th, 2018 special town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the December 5th, 2018 regular town board meeting.
I'll move for approval.
And I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the December 5th, 2018 regular town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Well, the tax bills are coming in swimmingly. And mostly, people are paying the whole bill this time instead of last year. I had more halves than wholes, and now they must be flushed because most of the money that's coming is for the whole bill. And as of December 31st, I banked $3,309,412. And we're getting ready to pay the first, what do we call that, the January settlement. That's going to be coming very soon, so. So in the regular town, we have $3,983,432.90. And in the ambulance account, we have $490,682.24.
I'll move for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Number 11, discussion approval of the fire ambulance clothing request. You've got attached kind of a amount, numbers and summary cost. They're getting jackets, sweatshirts, shirts, turtlenecks, and hats. They've got a total on there of who wanted what and how much. So the total came to $3,850.
Plus whatever the turtlenecks cost.
Plus whatever the turtlenecks cost. She had a question mark on that. I wouldn't suspect they'd be much more than, say, sweatshirts.
No.
So you might have another $500 onto there. The cost for this would come out of the ambulance fund. I'd move for approval.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the request by the ambulance fire department in the amount of $3,850 plus the cost of the turtlenecks. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Number 12, set date and time for special town meeting regarding fire hall construction. We as a board need to call for a special town meeting in order to hold it to discuss and either approve or deny the electorate for the addition onto the fire station.
I just asked for it to be on Monday, just close that day. We're not at the meeting, I would imagine.
We don't know.
It's up to you. It's up to you guys when.
The 11th would probably be the best day, then February 11th.
Well, I'm gonna throw a little bit of a monkey wrench at the works here.
Monkey it up.
All right. I got a communication from Marv Anderson of the Villas County Board requesting that I participate in a committee that's being formed to look at providing increased paramedic service in the county. And in fact, I think the goal is to provide paramedic service in the entire county.
Similar to what they do with Oneida.
Right.
I would take.
So what that's going to mean for us, I think, is it's going to leave our needs kind of in flux for the moment. So we might want to kick this down the road at least 60 days or so, so that we have a chance to get that committee together and decide what we're doing. If if we approve the construction of the fire hall, and then all of a sudden the plan has changed because of this, I guess worst case we come up with extra room in the fire hall.
Yeah, because right.
The fire hall is being constructed larger for the fire trucks.
Yeah.
More so than the ambulances.
Yeah, the ambulances are going to stay, would be staying either on the, in the existing.
The addition was to provide room for the longer, larger
fire trucks. Well, it was two things. One, because of the larger ambulances that you have to buy now.
Yeah.
And two, because of the larger fire trucks.
So our ambulances are still going to fit?
Yes.
Yeah.
They'll stay where they are.
Okay.
They'll be freed up a little bit because there'll be more stalls available, but the whole new station isn't going to be going to house an ambulance. It's all going to be required for us.
Yeah, see, the ambulances,
yeah,
ambulances are going to go in the old part.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we weren't walking into a
no.
situation.
Yeah.
When is that? When's your first meeting on that?
The 22nd.
Of January?
January, yeah.
Well, if we hold it, what'd you say, the
11th? February 11th would be the best. The week of February 4th, we already have a board meeting there.
Yeah.
So that would free us up for the, you know.
And that way you'll have a chance to have that meeting.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe even report back to a town board meeting prior to the.
Yep, we have a meeting on the 6th.
Now this is, as I understand it, this is going to be largely an organizational meeting, trying to get the committee together and get it approved by the board.
It's going to be a long project.
I don't know, yeah.
Especially, one of the biggest problems, and now we shouldn't get too far away from the agenda item, listed here, but we're so intertwined with other counties that if you're going to do this and make it work, you're going to involve Oneida and Villas and,
yep.
Probably yep. Price and, you know what I'm saying, to make it so that it's
yep.
valuable.
These jurisdictional lines are going to have to be pretty fluid, I think.
I think it'll be a joint jurisdiction. So it's going to be, the project you're talking about is going to be a pretty long project.
Well, Marv is a guy who does big projects and he does them well.
Jim?
Would the county look at purchasing our ambulances then in such case?
Very possible.
Could be, or housing them over here.
Yeah, they're going to need an ambulance.
You're going to need an ambulance here just because of the number of runs that we have.
Yeah, I understand.
And the way Oneida County works now is they have them scattered from the hospital to Nokomis to Sugar Camp to Rhinelander.
One of the options that I was introduced to when I inquired years past was if we had like districts, ambulance districts that wouldn't be defined by a township or a county, but then each township would have an ambulance, and then they would need a driver, and then they would dispatch. There would be multiple EMTs that would be very fluid in the community in a small SUV. You would go to the scene, and the paramedic then would be responding to wherever that was, and they'd keep them in a neutral zone.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't actually be an ambulance, you know what I'm saying? That was one option that was being looked at, so they'd be like in a chaser car. And then when the call would come in, they'd be responding in that direction, and then they would meet with the actual unit, the equipment, which would be staged, whether it be Boulder Junction, Black to Flambeau, or wherever.
I think that's what Bayfield does, because I've seen them in action up there.
And I guess maybe if this does work out, we might, you know, if they do approve the addition, we might be a step ahead of things too.
Could be.
So.
As long as we're not a step behind.
No, I hate that. So you said the February?
11th is a Monday night.
Monday? Does that work?
It should.
February 11th at time?
Six would probably be good, so that people who work can be here.
Yep. Okay, so then we will.
Post, I have to post it at least 15 days.
We'll need a motion to call for a special town meeting to take place on February 11th at 6:00 PM for the purpose of getting approval from the electorate for addition to, for the addition to Station One.
And to ask for funding, correct?
Pardon?
Just for funding.
Yeah.
Okay, we need a motion.
We need a motion. The board has to make the call for a special town meeting.
All right, I will make the motion. We set a special town meeting at 6:00 PM on February 11th. And the topic will be the funding for the fire hall.
I'll second that.
Okay, a motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 1:11.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for coming out on this snowy, blustery day. The sun will be out.